Markamoa, the right result for what was a crucial game. How are you feeling after that?
Yeah, I guess, you know, that's exactly what the feeling was before the game, you know. Seasons come down to games like this. And, you know, we knew it was a, you know, it's a bit cheesy to say must win, if you like, but it's an amazing feeling to get the performance that we did. And, of course, you know, the points, the fact that we got the bonus point, 5 points, and, you know, they got nothing, you know, means a great deal in the context of the season.
And what you, I guess, need to do with this now is to build on today, not rest on your laurels, but take this to the next game and continue this intensity, I guess, that we've seen today.
Yeah, look, I think with games like today, it's intensity is a very easy thing. You know, there's a packed house here at Six Ways, and with everything riding on the game, it's, you know, you don't really need to get pumped up for a game like today. You know, it's naturally going to be there. I guess the big thing for us is that since Gary has turned up, you know, we've changed our game, we've developed it. You know, we're playing a very different style of rugby, and it's all about, you know, developing every week. You know, we did well the first week that Gary turned up against Saracens, which was fantastic, but you can see the stuff that we've put in place coming into fruition now, and it's
well, what is it he said? What has he done that has had this turnaround in the club? The 4 points from Saracens, a point against the Chiefs, which was excellent, the full five here. What is it he said? What has he done?
Yeah, look, I think one thing I would say is don't underestimate the influence that someone like that can have. What he's done is, I think he's, you know, he's a guy who has a particular way of getting the best out of his players. You know, if you meet the guy, you think he's a guy that you can trust. You know, you get a lot of belief from the guy. You believe in what he believes in, and he's very good at selling his way of playing rugby. You know, so look, I think that, you know, you can't avoid the obvious. You know, there's a definite change in the way that we're playing, but. You know, I don't think any way of playing rugby is effective until you've got that level of belief and that level of buy-in from all the people who are, you know, who are going to put out there on the pitch.
The great celebrations, I guess, in the changing rooms tonight. What's the feeling like in there?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, incredible feeling. You know, all due respect to Bristol. You know, it's
against your old club as well. How
it is, yeah. It's an interesting one. You know, it's tough because I've got a lot of my good mates out there on the pitch. You know, but you've got to do your thing for the club that you are. You know, I'm a Worcester Warrior now, and you know, I have a lot of respect for Bristol, and you know, it is a club, and the opposition. You know, my mates on the pitch. But yeah, it's an incredible feeling. You know, you go into the change room and you can just see how ecstatic the players are. The whole squad are, you know, cheering you on. And you know, we'll enjoy this victory. We've got a week off now, so a few of us are going away on our travels. We've got a little bit of time to, you know, spend with our families and, you know, head to, you know, all the corners of the world and enjoy ourselves for a week, and then we'll come back, and the, you know, the juggernaut, the development that I just talked about will continue.